We're in Psalm 37 this morning. This is a perfect psalm of contrast. One should read it and consider if one is considering backsliding. Look at the life of the righteous, those running after Jesus, versus the life of the unrighteous or rebellious. There's a world of difference, a world of contrast. Difference in the world right now and difference in eternity. We might ask this morning, today, choose whom you're going to serve. Amen. Who do you want to serve? Do you want to, which road do you want to take this morning? Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. What does it mean, the steps? That means the steps are the goings, and it connotates a companionship, an orderly walk and companionship. It means to set up and establish, to prepare and apply, to confirm, to direct, to fashion, to be firm and be fitted. Are our steps ordered? Yes, our steps are fashioned as we are in companionship with him. Amen. And what does it do? He delighteth. He takes pleasure. He's pleased. He likes. He favors the way that we're walking with him. It means to be inclined to be pleased with, to take delight in, to have pleasure in. And Matthew Henry says, by his grace and Holy Spirit, he directs our thoughts, affections, and the designs of good men. By his providence, he overrules events as to make their way plain. He does not always show them his way for a distance, but he leads us step by step as children are led. And then I turn to Spurgeon to see what he had to say about this verse. He says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. All his course of life is graciously ordained, and in loving kindness, all is fixed, settled, and maintained. No reckless fate, no fickle chance rules us. Our every step is the subject of divine decree. He delighteth in his way. As parents are pleased with the tottering footsteps of their babies, I could say as grandparents are pleased with the footsteps of their grandchildren. Look at the smile on Dean and Paula's faces. Amen. All that concerns a saint is interesting to his heavenly father.
Just a sec. How many in this room have the best grandkids in the world? Come on, let's see. Really? So if they were all here this morning, we'd have the whole service just introducing them. Isn't that right?
Amen. Very good. Very good. They aren't always perfect.
Well, neither are their grandparents.
They go through some stages. Amen. And at that, I can continue saying what Spurgeon says. God loves to view the holy strivings of a soul pressing forward to the skies.
Yes, that's right.
In the trials and the joys of the faithful, Jesus has fellowship with them and delights to be their sympathizing companion. Ooh, Spurgeon, you got it. You got it. He delighteth in his way. Note that in verse 4, we are bidden to delight in the Lord and hear he delights in us. Amen. Ooh, you like that?
You bet.
As we walk in his way,
yeah,
that way that's fixed and ordained of him, as we walk in that, he delights in us.
That's right. The
fact that God can take pleasure in me. I really take pleasure in him, but it's
excellent.
Nice to know that when I walk in his way, I'm making him happy. Amen. As here our way is his delight, so in verse 34, we are to keep his way. Thus endeth the saying by Spurgeon. Amen. I love it. I love to fellowship with the saints of old and hear what they have to say about the word of God, because it brings light and life to my soul too. Let's stand and let's say this verse. And you know I'm going to just do it in King James. How about that?
Amen. Good.
Rack one up for me. Amen. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. As we go into worship this morning, I want you to have a picture of you standing before God and actually see him delighting in you as you worship him. We're going to worship this morning with our whole heart and soul and mind, and with the idea that God is delighting in seeing us worship him.
That's
Amen.
Good.